There are real consequences on the horizon if there's no budget deal by the end of the month. The Department of Public Instruction is required by law to tell districts in mid-October how much state aid they'll receive, and DPI needs some time to draw up those numbers. If there's no budget deal, districts will have to assume they're getting no new state money, and they'll have to lean harder on the local property taxpayer. That's politically painful for all parties involved in budget talks, including Republican Speaker Mike Hipsch.
We are weeks away. Not months anymore, but weeks away from having direct increases in property taxes because of our inaction on certain portions of this budget. We must begin to resolve this so that they know at the local level whether or not they are going to go to the property tax or whether or not that there is going to be additional money coming from the state.
Hipsch wants lawmakers to reach a deal on school funding before they resolve any other differences, and the speaker says one option is to pass an education budget on its own. While that's a departure from the way things are normally done at the Capitol, it's not impossible. But it's also not appealing to Democrats like Poplar Senator Bob Jauch.
This notion we do it piecemeal is perhaps the worst thing in the world because you take care of a couple of items and you say everybody else is the leftovers. That's irresponsible too. This is a state budget.
Wednesday was the 10th meeting of the conference committee negotiating differences in the budgets passed by Assembly Republicans and Senate Democrats. Those discussions have so far yielded no results, although leaders insist they're also talking behind closed doors. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.